inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is...
Today we learn how to make freezer jam, and with us online as usual is Master Gardener Ed Byarski for this week's edition of Garden Talk. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
A lot of berries out there, salmon berries, even some raspberries, blueberries, too. So how
all do you... sorts, yeah. We picked, night before last, picked another 2 gallons of raspberries, so we made some raspberry jam to go with our frozen raspberries, and my wife made raspberry sorbet last night. Incredible stuff.
So how do we go about making the jam?
The jam is easy. Getting the pectin from the grocery store. I'm going to use a brand because I like it. I've used it forever. SureGel is a variety, and they have a low sugar recipe or a low sugar variety that we use. So you don't use quite as much. But the flavor, and that's really why we're doing this, is the freezer jam has better flavor than the cooked jam. Of course, that means you've got to have space in your freezer. Where the cooked jam, at least there, you know, you put that in the jars and seal it, and that can go, doesn't need any additional energy expenditure. But for freezer jam, you can use clean, you know, clean plastic freezer containers. You can, if folks have plastic, clean out plastic peanut butter jars or something of that sort. So those, because it isn't hot when it goes into the jar. Really easy, fresh fruit, that's the key. And start out, read the direction. They've got directions with every package. But the easiest part of it is you crush the amount of fruit you need. You heat up in a pan. You mix the powdered pectin with the sugar and a little bit of water. Bring it to a boil for a minute. Mix in the fruit. Stir it up into your containers. It's done. I mean, this literally, crushing the fruit takes the longest part. But otherwise, the cooking and the process is so quick and easy. And you normally leave it set in the containers outside, just on the counter, overnight to let it set. And then into the freezer, you know, label it appropriately, or eat quickly. And it is just that easy. Again, for all the different berries, we've made blueberries, salmon berries, raspberry. We made some fig and blackberry jam from some of those we picked down in California a month ago. So it's got great flavors. You open that stuff up, the smell of it is the smell of summertime and fresh fruit.
You mentioned plastic jars, but can you use those vacuum Ziploc bags, the ones that you pull the air out of?
That might be an interesting challenge. However, yeah, that the problem is the liquid.
Right.
You know, if you and the other thing is, if you're putting the stuff in a plastic bag, there the challenge is, you know, if they get banged around in the freezer, they may leak. That's where having some sort of a rigid plastic container really works best. And you can use jars. You know, you can use glass jars too. Normally, you want to be careful about not filling them too full because the stuff does expand, and that's a normal thing. Even if you're using a cooked jam, there is, they call it headspace, that you have to have a certain amount of space on top for the seal to happen if you're doing a cooked jam. And if you're doing cooked jams, the process is pretty much the same. It takes a little longer because you're actually cooking the fruit in, you know, bringing the fruit up to a boil. It takes a while to get to the full rolling boil, mixing in all the sugar, and then again it comes back to a full rolling boil, and then into the hot, clean, sterilized jars, and you normally do a boiling water bath processing of about 10 minutes for pints. And the Cooperative Extension Service has the pamphlets. The stuff is online for how to make all this stuff, and all the cautions about cleanliness is very important so that you're not, you don't get botulism, or other nasty stuff that you might get if you're not careful. But we can talk about pickling next week. Cucumbers are coming on, and we've got pickles to make this week, too.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ed.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO Juneau.
Pulling weeds and picking stones.